For our snippet today, we've got Rick Williams, the Wizard, in the latest production by Matt Byrne Media of Wicked. The show will be featuring in Adelaide over the next couple of weeks, and we hope you get to enjoy it as much as we did the interview. Well, ladies and gentlemen, back in 1981, this little whippersnapper at the Hills Music Company, this was 35 years ago, goes by the name of Rick Williams, started up, and he's still carrying on within the musical theatre frame. He's been a song and dance man with big bands as well. And now he's coming up, he's playing the Wizard in Adelaide's production of Wicked, and we're lucky enough to have Rick with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good afternoon, Evie, and good afternoon, Lee. Thank you very much.
What we want to do firstly, we'll have a bit of a chat, because this is an amateur theatre production, and I say that almost with little fingers going like that, because it's hardly an amateur production, knowing the quality of the people that are involved in it. However, what we want to do is talk a little bit about amateur theatre first, and then we might go on to the Wicked, the production, a little bit later. So what got you involved in amateur theatre originally?
Well, originally, funnily enough, I was at work one day and there was a new employee that came to work, and we were both out in the store and in the warehouse mucking around, and he was a bit musical and I was a bit musical, and he happened to hail from up this way at Mount Torrens, as a matter of fact. And he said, oh, look, if you like music, why don't you come and try out for a show at the Hills Music Company, which I did because I thought, yeah, that'd be a good idea. So I went and did that and auditioned for Camelot, it was actually, the first show, and got in, I've never looked back since. I think I've done three or four shows with the Hills and many other shows for many other companies as well.
Can I preface this, Rick, with saying I am so jealous that you can sing. I would love to be in a musical, but I'd have to play the mute.
Well, whether I can sing or not is really a matter of opinion, I guess. But look, I try, and I seem to have got away with it for 35 years, so there you go.
So you didn't have any problem going and auditioning? Because I'm just wondering about people that have a tendency to shyness and that. I feel like they would benefit by going and joining a group, an amateur group that doesn't put any pressure on you at all.
Yeah, absolutely. What actually helped me was when I was at high school, I learnt to play the guitar at high school, and I fell in love with Neil Diamond's Hot August Night album, actually.
Excellent choice.
And I could play every song on that album.
And I've heard most of them too, by the way.
Exactly.
So you're educating him with some good music.
And not in a very good way. But I actually was lucky enough to actually start playing my guitar and singing at school concerts, and so I sort of had a bit of bravado from that, and so it didn't really bother me going and auditioning for a show. But I take your point. Obviously, there are people who, you know, are very shy and inward, you know, type people, and yes, they would and they do benefit from going and bearing their souls, because I think a lot of them find that after they have bared their souls or borne their souls or whatever the word is, it probably isn't as hard as they originally thought it was going to be, and just go onward and upward from there, really.
I think a lot of them, Rick, they start off in a minor role and they might just be part of the chorus.
Sure.
And as they develop their confidence, they start to push on. But there's a lot of other roles within, and not that you've obviously got involved in those, but there's a lot more you can do within amateur theatre as well.
Absolutely, and I have been involved in other roles. You know, amateur theatre is always crying out for people to do backstage work. You know, there's prompts and there's people to move scenery and there's people to operate curtains and there's there's makeup people, there's lighting people. You know, there is an absolute multitude of things that can actually interest you in amateur theatre.
Yeah. And also, what you could learn from that is, like you mentioned, like directing that. But you could be someone that's interested in making movies. You could be someone that's doing YouTube videos.
Absolutely.
And by going to see how a theatre works and how people work together, you learn some real tricks of the trade.
You really do. And indeed, there's a gentleman who is gainfully employed as one of the lighting people at the Festival Theatre, who started life, you know, who was doing lighting in amateur theatre. That's Ian Barge is his name. And he got his start there, but he's now gainfully employed as a very professional lighting person at the Festival Theatre. Yeah,
and Rick, the other side of it as well, which we haven't covered, is in terms of musicals particularly, you need a band.
You
need music. And there's loads of musicians out there that are looking for something to do
for short seasons and to get involved in something different to what they're used to.
Indeed. And the other beautiful part about that is that, you know, in a lot of cases, those sorts of musicians who are really good musicians who have studied at the Con and places like that, you know, who play violin or play cello or trumpet or flute or whatever, you know, it's a really good outlet for them to be involved in an orchestra which they would not normally have been involved in, you know. And it sort of broadens their taste of music as well, I suppose, because, you know, a lot of those people study classical type music and you know they then get to branch out and do Broadway type music and
like Wicked or Camelot or any of those
or
sort
Guys
of
and Dolls or Oklahoma
See,
or whatever.
And if you wanted to get into making costumes for theatre, you know, do it for amateur theatre and you're giving something back to your local communities.
Absolutely. My wife actually, as Lee knows, is a very competent seamstress, and she is actually making some of the costumes for this upcoming production of Wicked. And she has made costumes for many, many shows because she just gets a kick out of seeing her handiwork on stage.
You've got a big, big job there to be doing those clothing for Wicked, because some of the scenes are absolutely magical.
Fortunately, she's only concentrating on the costumes for Glinda and Elphaba, and a lady by the name of Sue Winston is handling the rest of the costumes.
I look forward to hearing a bit more about Wicked and the Maddie Byrne production that's coming up.
Great.
But I've got a song just for you.
Terrific.
You're with Evie and Lee here on 88.9 FM radio, and joining us in studio has been Rick Williams. He's playing the wizard of an upcoming Maddie Byrne production of Wicked, which is a huge coup for the South Australian Amateur League in South Australia, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm just going to give you a little taste of what to expect. I love this musical. Absolutely love it. And playing the wizard, I would love to play anything. I'll play a tree. Tell Maddie I'll play a tree.
Okay, I'll pass that on. Look, everybody that's involved in the show is so pleased to be there, because the music is just fantastic. And the thing, you know, lots of people say this about lots of shows, but everybody that's involved in the show has stood up. The leads are standout leads. The chorus people are fantastic. And, you know, I must say that even with the chorus numbers, the harmonies and stuff are not easy harmonies. They are very difficult harmonies to master. And they've just done a fantastic job, and they sound like $1 million.
You've got you've mentioned your leads. They're amazing. You've got the lady that was on, what was it, The Voice?
That's
and
right.
She wore the little, caddies. She had the best voice.
Yeah.
Who's she playing?
Yeah, Kat Sachs is her name, and you may have seen her on The Voice, and she was known as Kat Jade when she appeared on The Voice.
That's right, she was awesome.
And as you say, she wore these little cat's ears all the time. She's a pint-sized little girl, but with a fantastic voice. She plays Galinda the Good Witch. And she is just absolutely suited to the role. She's fantastic.
Rick, can you tell us a little bit about what the play is about, what the show's about?
Look, I'll tell you a brief outline, but I don't want to give it away too much, because there's lots of twists and turns.
Don't
and
for people, you? I'll cut you off.
No, for people that haven't seen it, you know, I don't want to spoil the surprise. But look, basically what you say about Wicked is that the story of Wicked ends where the movie The Wizard of Oz begins. So you actually get to find out how Galinda the Good Witch and Elphaba the Bad Witch met. You actually get to find out that Elphaba wasn't actually always a bad witch, and something turned her to be a bad witch. You get to see the wizard, and the wizard's not exactly what you think he is either. There's a bit of a twist and turn involved there. But as I say, basically it takes up the movie The Wizard of Oz takes up where the story of Wicked ends. So
and Elphaba is a green, which is she gets,
that's right.
And Who's playing her?
Okay, Elphaba is played by a lady by the name of Diane K. Lang.
Oh, she's brilliant as well.
She's been around amateur theatre for years as well. And she this is her dream role. She would have killed for this role, so consequently, obviously, she's doing it proud. And she has the honour of greenifying herself every night to put the green makeup on.
How long does that take?
Oh, look, I think she's had a couple of goes at it already, but you'd probably have to allow at least half an hour, I suppose, because she's wearing green arm covering, so yeah. She doesn't have – it's mainly her head that she has
the face, all green. Yeah, yeah, but it works so well off the stage.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Rick, this is an original. This is not an adaption. No. So it's going to be a terrific production. The extent of everything involved in it, from the lighting to the graphics to the scenery to the costumery, it's an enormous production.
It is an enormous production, and obviously with the professional shows, they have millions and millions of dollars to back them. Obviously, we don't have those millions of dollars, but what we lack in some of the computer wizardry, we obviously make up for in enthusiasm. But having said that, there's still some pretty special effects that are going to be in this show.
So I'm gathering if Matt Burns Media is doing it, it would be Matty Byrne directing it?
Matt Burns directing it. Matt's been directing shows for as long as I've been involved in shows, I think, 35 years. We've got a young man by the name of Paul Sinkinson, who is the musical director, and he's a young Mount Torrens lad as well. And we have Sue Pohl, who is the choreographer, and musical supervisor Gordon Coombs. So these are all people that have had years and years of experience and are all totally dedicated to make this show fantastic.
So is this one of your leading... What's your best role that you've had that you've enjoyed?
Oh, look, over the years, my favourite musical is Guys and Dolls.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
I've done Guys and Dolls three times. I've played Skye Masterson twice, who is the lead character, and I've played Nathan Detroit once in those shows.
I think when I saw it, the guy was a big, Ricky someone.
Oh, Ricky May.
Yeah,
the late Ricky May.
Late Ricky May. Mm. That was the last time I saw Guys and Dolls, and that was just awesome. What about you, Lee? You've played a bit of amateur stuff. What's your favourite?
My favourite role.
What was your great starring role?
No, this is not about me today. So
I'm not going to talk about this.
Oh, he's got nothing.
No. I'm actually really, really just happy to hear about what's going on. I was speaking to my daughter this morning as we said in London. She's been seeing the show in London four times. Yeah. It's her most favourite musical.
Terrific.
And she was saying, you know, you've got to play the song Defying Gravity. That's the one that's her most favourite. But as you were saying, Evie, it's the songs out of context don't work the same way.
An odd thing, like Rick and I were talking off air, that with this musical, which is one of my all-time favourites, and I become a child again when I go and see it, and I love it. But the music doesn't translate to putting out a CD and throwing it in your car and singing along, because you need to have it in the context of the story that's being told, because it's quite an epic story as it unfolds between these two characters of the Good Witch and the Bad Witch. It's an interesting plot.
It is.
Now, where is it being held?
Okay, well, we're doing the first season at the Arts Theatre in town, and that goes from July the 7th through to July the 16th. And then we're moving out to the Shedley Theatre at Elizabeth, and that's from July the 20th through to July the 30th.
And all seating is reserved, so
yes,
which will be great. That makes it easy for people that might be in wheelchairs or have that problem with, being incapacitated in some way.
Yep.
And to buy the tickets, you just go online to...
There's three ways you can buy the tickets. You can actually go onto the Wicked SA website and order them through there, or you can also use Bass or Dramatix to order your tickets.
That's terrific. Have we got... They're all night. Is there any matinees for people to get involved in?
Oh, look, every one of those weeks there are matinees on the Saturday... And I think it might also be the Sunday. I'm not sure about that.
So everyone somehow can get along to one of these. If you need to, as we said, we'll just go back over it. So we can go to the Wicked website. I looked up the Wicked website today, actually, with Matt Byrne, and it's easy to find all the information you need.
Wicked
to get
SA.
Tickets on there as well.
Yeah.
Well, Wicked SA, yep. And then through, I think it's through Bass.
Bass or Dramatics.
Yep, so that's really terrific.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Rick, for coming in and joining Lee and I and telling us all about Wicked. And as I said, it's a real coup for South Australia to get permission to put on Wicked and in an amateur role. But it won't be an amateur production.
Absolutely
I can guarantee you that, knowing all the wonderful people that are part taking part in it. You can see why I gave up doing theatre.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Well, that's it for our episode 53 Facebook snippet. If you'd like to hear more of episode 53, you can go to the Evie and Lee Facebook page or the Evie and Lee podcast site. Until next week, we wish you well.